This is The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell. It's 7 o'clock. What's up, boys?
Little this, little that. Yesterday, Joel put me out there.
I saw that.
Yeah, I just left one. It was a paper towel. I was cleaning up my...
No, it didn't look like it was clean.
My mess.
It didn't look clean at all.
And I did that, and then he was... And then,
didn't
you know,
look
he kind of
cleaning.
Did it kind of as a joke, but kind of also because Joel's, you know, he's like a little persnickety.
He wasn't really kidding.
And then somebody else with like one follower and follows three people, some troll account or a burner. Don't be a pig, Lance.
Well, it seems that it was rather piggish. Didn't you think that, though? I thought
so. He left his ring from his drink on the table, too.
Yeah, like that. See, that leaves a ring.
So?
What do you mean, well, so?
What, it leaves, what is this, the coffee table, Mom?
I don't know, but do you see mine and Charlie's part?
Cleaning up.
Do you see mine and Charlie's part?
What's this?
That's nothing.
I see over there.
That's not mine. That's not my part.
It's not mine. I don't leave my stuff over there.
Yeah.
When you leave a ring and then your dirty snot towel, that's what
that wasn't a snot towel. That was to clean up the ring.
They assumed that it was.
They made the assumption. You know what ass does? You know what assuming does? It makes an ass out of you.
Yes, thank you for taking us back to the 1940s,
yeah.
Where
you're
that
welcome.
Started. Thank you. Appreciate that. But, you're welcome. But when you see that, and they said you didn't clean up the ring, so it makes it look like you didn't clean anything up.
That's not true.
It kind of looked like it was gross over there.
Oh, it's definitely gross. You can't trust Lance at all.
It wasn't gross.
He can't bring his he can't have his key card with him.
See, now he's salty because I didn't have my key card.
You should have heard, okay? Lance texts me, hey, buddies. there was a long, I didn't even read. I just went, oh, hey, buddies. Dell, get your mans. Dell, needs you.
I was working hard up here until almost 7 o'clock. I left my wallet, which had my key card in it, and I just left up here, so I can't get in the building.
Why would you do that?
Well, yeah, so why would you do that instead of taking your wallet with you?
It was a long day. These things just get disheveled.
What?
Why is it even
I don't care how long your day is, if it's like 2 minutes or 7 years.
Is it because
you take your wallet with you?
It's because he doesn't ever wear clothes with pockets. He's always wearing like basketball
shorts. He does.
Always have pockets in gym shorts.
Really. Not really.
You have pockets?
Then why don't you just keep your wallet in your pocket?
Well, because who wants to keep a big wallet in pockets? Nobody.
What if you had
look
this?
At John. Look at
well, he what can never forget
you know what?
His suitcase.
Del, do I ever call you and say, hey,
thankfully.
Del. No.
As much as I talk crap about your Italian purse, at least I don't ever have to pick you up from downstairs.
Right. You know why? Because I can't lose this.
It's too big. He will never forget
big,
it.
That thing.
It's my can't keep that in
wallet.
You can't keep it in
your Italians
in your,
do
in your
you
pocket.
Know, I have a wallet. It has credit card, debit card money in it. You know, it's not that big.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
You all right. Hey, Zeus asks. Is Pac-Man Joel, Joel the office Karen?
I think he has, well, maybe, but not about this. He's got a legitimate point.
That's an honest question. Is he the office Karen?
He might be, but it can't. Yeah. I'm not using this as evidence because he's right about this.
Do you think he went right to Todd? Or Mr. Gao?
No,
or AJ?
No, he tried to cancel Lance.
He tried to get me canceled on Twitter.
Oh, he did try to get you canceled.
He tried to get me canceled. He started trying to get a hashtag going. Like, everybody, do this.
Look, the hashtag is easy. Hashtag trash ass Lance. It's easy. Because you're being a trashy Lance right now.
Ass Lance. Let's get that hashtag going.
Why is Golic trending on? I'm friends with Mike Golic Jr.
By the way, did you ask him about the dogs licking him? Remember?
Oh yeah, no, I didn't ask about why are you letting dogs lick you. I didn't. That was a weird question to broach.
No, that's what you ask him. Why are those dogs licking you so much? But at the same time, and you are liking it.
Right,
you're enjoying it.
What, John? Oh, I forgot my gavel again.
Well,
I'm having my wife bring it.
Well, he's trending because he no longer has a job.
What?
The Golic and Wingo show out.
Oh no, Golic Jr.
The whole show.
The whole show's out?
Yeah, starting at whenever. the new morning show for ESPN is going to be Keyshawn Johnson, Zubin, who's one of their guys, and then
Zubin
Mahinty. I think he's an anchor normally.
Uh-huh.
And then there's I think there's one, and Jay Williams, the guy you see Duke basketball. So that show's done. That's why he's trending.
Wow.
Wow. Said it was canceled flagship morning show, Golic and Wingo, while bringing Mike Greenberg, half of the team that helped the Disney film, back to the medium. Greeny coming back with who?
But Greeny's not going to be on that show. He's going to have his own, a different radio show. But the morning show will be Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, and Zubin Mahinty. I think that's how you pronounce his last name.
So Keyshawn's leaving California then?
Well, it's for our culture.
Oh, you don't think ESPN thought about that? Hey,
no.
Hey, oh, yeah.
Hey, beat it. What's Will Kane? Go to Fox where you probably belong.
Well, I think Will made that one. Hey, Will,
yeah,
was,
I think so. He probably saw a move. I'm sure the money was better. But, yeah, they've changed.
What are they going to call it? Johnson, Williams, and Mahinty?
They'll have some name for it.
Keyshawn, Jay, and Ruben, it's going to be called. That's
Zubin.
What?
Zubin.
Well, this says Ruben.
Well, his name is a Z. I don't know how they got.
No, this says Keyshawn, Jay, and Ruben.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying his actual name starts with a Z.
Right. Right. Yeah. So there's that a little. That's August, a press release that's got to be changed. ESPN.
Unless that's his nickname. That show starts August 17th.
Keyshawn, Jay, and Zubin still doesn't sound like a good. Even if it's not Ruben, it doesn't sound like a great name.
Golic and Wingo, all that great.
KJ and Z. That's what the KJZ show.
KJ and Z.
KJ and Z.
That might work.
That might be.
Yeah, but August 17th, that's the new morning show.
August 17th. Wow. So those guys don't even have a job anymore. The Golics. Wow.
And what does Wingo do still? Does he still anchor sports?
He does their NFL live stuff. Okay. So.
Oh, there you go.
I think he'll.
Well, there's a bunch.
Maybe
I know
he
there's
does.
A
maybe
bunch
he doesn't
of-
anymore. You know what? That would be a big, probably a pretty big salary to eliminate. And ESPN's probably have to. They probably have to do it. Somebody said that the NFL, or is it the NFL or whomever, or the NBA may make up for their loss in revenue of attendance with ratings. Ratings may increase so much because it's the only thing to watch that advertisers will flock to it and they'll make up a lot of their attendance woes.
Well, they are going to have advertising available in the lower bowls of the stadium, through television, you know, the projection technology, or through actual layering like they do with the Premier League, where they have the things that they put down, and that will add to that'll be advertised an opportunity they haven't had in the past.
Not only that, though, I would imagine ratings are going way up, and you know, and maybe the networks will pay for that.
I think, you know, so why why are people going to more people going to be watching now?
Because there's nothing. I was watching the basketball tournament.
Yeah, but they're going to a lot of people already watched anyway. You don't think they'll be watching?
Oh,
there
wasn't.
The same?
No, it wasn't. Might. No, not a lot of people.
Because that's
weren't
not
watching.
A fringe sport.
A lot of people weren't watching though.
The NFL?
No. The NBA. I'm talking about the NBA.
Oh, okay. I'm talking about the NFL. Yeah, they're watching.
The NFL is going to lose money. There's no question. They said they're
projecting. Are you talking about the NBA's because of the advertising? The NBA is going to go up?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you meant the NFL.
Yeah, no, the NBA.
I think the NFL, because the NFL is going to have the advertising all around.
And the NBA will too. They'll have that backdrop like they have in a basketball tournament.
I see. I don't know. One of the issues with the NBA is that they're going. One of the things I think it's cool is that they're going to have start times, multiple games. I mean, it'll be almost like kind of like soccer, where you'll have multiple start times at least early on in a single day. But it would be like baseball playoffs, I guess.
Yeah,
which
is
those
smart.
Are always not the early games don't have great numbers for TV. When people work and all that stuff, but. I think it'll be awesome to be able to get action. I mean,
it'll
to
be every
watch,
day. It'll what? Be like what? Martin Luther
to get,
King Day.
To watch games all day long.
Oh, you said I heard action or something. I believe it'll work is like here. Why am I blanking on their name? The local team here will broadcast games, but it's not like everyone can see Rockets game. Now the Rockets are going to have a lot of national games to start in the eight seeding games, but the games that aren't nationally televised. that's still going to have to be done through the NBA package. It's not like everyone can see the Rockets.
Right. But they'll have a lot of national.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's about 5 or 6, right?
Yeah. I mean, ESPN's going to be loaded. It's going to be every day. It could be like Martin Luther King Day.
Yeah.
Where you got a noon game, then you got a 3 o'clock game, then you got a 7 o'clock game, and a 10 o'clock game.
I'm sure ESPN will have it, and TNT might fill in depending on the day. I don't know how that's going to work. Because, you know, TNT had their day, ESPN had their day. I wonder how that'll work. Will they both be broadcasting games at the same time on the same day? I don't know if we've seen that yet, but yeah, I'm locked in. I mean, to your point, I was watching the TBT. I'm watching Premier League soccer in the middle of the day. We're starved. And I don't know about you, but the MLS found a way to get to the first game. Despite sending Dallas home and Nashville getting their game postponed, Inter Miami versus Orlando tonight, 7 p.m.
Well, how about that?
First game.
I didn't even know Miami had a team.
Yeah, they just started this year.
Ah.
So they play 2 games, and they're like, oh, season's over. Actually, no, it's not. So they're starting off. The 2 Florida teams will start off the MLS tournament tonight. So there's another team sport in the country to watch tonight.
Well, good. Good for us, except it's soccer. And
okay, you say that now, but will you have it on ESPN tonight to just see what it looks like? No, not even to see what it looks like?
Nah, no,
I'm watching.
I really – yeah, of course you are, but Are Dynamo playing?
Not tonight, but they will be.
Will they?
Yes, they're in the MLS.
They didn't get kicked out like Dallas?
Only Dallas so far. Nashville's probably next, but only Dallas so far.
Boy, did you see the NBA menu?
Well, see, I was following a couple – not following, but I saw some pictures. Apparently, it's up to your nutritionist. Like, the Wizards, I didn't see any players, but one of the people who's in the traveling party – he showed his menu. He had, like, shrimp linguine. He had chimichurri steak. He had some glazed chicken thing. Apparently, it's all about what your nutritionist thinks what you should eat. Because Evan Fournier was showing us a tour of his place. Like, he got his gluten-free pasta, everything he wanted. If I'm like Troy Daniels, who's the one you're probably referring to, I would fight my nutritionist.
Man. Honestly, someone on Twitter really attacked it. It got destroyed.
The NBA had to come out. Look, guys. Once the quarantine is over for these guys, they're going to have meals. They're going to have the chefs preparing stuff. But this is just a quarantine meal while they're stuck in the room
Is just a quarantine meal.
Yeah, for 2 days.
Is it inside the Orlando bubble on Instagram? Troy Daniels shared it, and people are like, "I had that meal in middle school."
Yeah, but
it looks like.
But Troy Daniels is a bit of a he's a jokester because that was the appetizer.
Oh, that
he
was
like yeah, because other people like the fish and chicken thing. Entree, he didn't show. He only showed like the initial salad, that appetizer he was getting.
Oh, Firefest 2.0 in the NBA's bubble.
What? It all it took was that image to change the entire feeling, and the NBA's like, we swear, that's not what it is. They had to get Mark Stein to come out and tell everyone how it's going to go down.
One just kind of pseudo-altered photo that didn't provide all the information.
He had his salad covering the full menu, so you couldn't tell that he was going to get a fish and chicken option as well.
But, I mean, that is a problem when you have when you're making mass meals. I mean, anybody who's – John, you've been to all the touchdown club stuff or any kind of big events. When you make mass amounts of food for mass amounts of people, it's going to be – for fairly basic.
Yeah.
I mean, it's assembly line stuff.
Well, yeah, but like he said, these guys are used to having their own chefs.
Yeah.
They're not going to go for the rubber chicken dinners.
No, and from what the NBA put out there and other people, I was just looking stuff up. That ain't what it's going to be for these guys. This is the first couple of days. And even Troy Daniels' meal was something that isn't the real deal either. Like, they're going to have legit food because the nutritionists are involved in trying to feed these guys, their team nutritionists. They're not just going to be fed airplane food for the next however long they're there. Well, Troy Daniels did set a firestorm off.
Look how, I mean, look how quick Twitter's, oh, we must protect the players' rights to have something better than this just salad. Like, are they having surprise? Did you guys ever have surprise hamburgers? You wouldn't have. Dell, did you? No, you wouldn't have either. Maybe it was just a Texas thing. They were called surprise hamburgers.
I don't know. Let's do it on the other side. 7:14. Do you want to take a jab at them? Is that what you want?
No, but I'll take a call to Site Jab to get my website tightened up. that's something that you guys need to do as well. It, you know, so if you have a website that is, let's say, 2 or 3 years old, you are 100% behind the times with your website. It's 5 or 6 years old, and you've only made minor changes. You are way, way behind the times. Let SiteJab work for you. They can create a customized, custom-made site within 3 to 6 weeks. They've been doing it for ESPN 97.5 listeners for a long time now, and they've been in a business for 2 decades. It's a local company who can either work with you through Zoom, on location, directly with your site and site design, or they can work with you in person. Of course, they have all the safety measures, but they've got professional web design that is going to be able to translate into more business for you. It's important that once the eyes hit your website, that they're impressed with what you have, that you're able to tell visitors to your website what it is that you do, and then that you can convert those eyes into business leads. And that's the entire reason SiteJab is here for you, to help small and medium-sized businesses convert into more revenue. And there is a method to the madness, 100%, and they can explain it to you directly when you call them at 713-999-4661. That's 713-999-4661, or go to the website right now and schedule a consultation at SiteJab, SiteJab.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 719 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. You were saying before we went to break?
So, did you guys have... So did you ever eat cafeteria food in school?
Yeah.
Okay. So your mom didn't pack you gabagool and...
Oh, no. Well, in high school, you had cafeteria.
Okay. So you didn't get any slice? I got you a slice, Johnny.
That was grammar school.
Oh, you came with sandwiches? Like, what you got? Salami and gabagool.
Yeah.
That's what it was?
Yeah. What?
Why but did that what, stop? What do you, for but on the Greek side...
Does
she may give you some pistachio or what is it called?
No.
Pistachio or whatever. They have it.
Pasticcio.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Did you ever get that packed?
No.
Like one day you get that. No, and one day you get it, the lasagna.
She made,
you're
she
like, this is so similar, but only without red sauce.
No. No.
Did you ever get fooled with pistachio that it was actually Alfredo sauce?
No.
I would have been. I'm like, why is the Alfredo on this, man?
No, none of that happened. Oh. She didn't cook Greek.
All right, so...
except Greek chicken. That's it.
That's it. So we had in Texas, I think I speak for all of Texas here. In Texas, the school system, you had, you know, school food, there was, it was very distinct flavors. They had one that was ham and cheese on rice. It was like a cheese. It was like a granulated cheese that you had to add water to make it a cheese sauce. Mm. There's no question that's what they must have been doing because it had a grit to it. Like a little almost, it definitely had a grit. But it was like, oh, okay, you know what? They have the chunks of ham, the ham cubes on rice with this cheese sauce over it. That was one you're going to get. But the one that was kind of, I think it was mostly Texas, was surprise hamburger. And what this was, it looks like a bun. It's just it looks like a big roll. And when you bite into it, ground beef. Well, probably beef-ish. Something like
what's in a Jack in the Box taco?
Yeah, yeah, something like that. Like, yeah, this is probably...
Probably something similar
it's
to beef.
It's beef, yeah. It's probably the worst cut of beef.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is what this is. And the surprise hamburger, but when you're in school, like, wow. This is a real treat here. The surprise hamburger. Just a big ass roll.
Hmm.
You bite into it and it's like, oh, look what's inside. Meat. So I'm not just gonna have to just eat a giant roll.
Yeah.
It's a surprise.
It is a surprise.
But you never had that, I don't think.
No.
Dale, you never had that in Long Beach or Inglewood or wherever.
No, I rarely ate in the cafeteria.
Daytona.
Just brought food
What'd you bring?
Burrito, throw it in the microwave, something like that.
Microwave burrito? You didn't get just regular sand? You didn't have to do like peanut butter
jelly?
Did you have
time for it to cool down so you didn't burn your mouth?
Well, lunch was, I don't know, 25, 30 minutes. So
that's still not long enough. Do you have to wait on those things for like an hour and a half, don't you, before you can eat it?
A kid's mouth is adaptable.
Right. Well, a kid's mouth is always burnt.
Well, my dad always said, do you have a refrigerator in your mouth? Because my mouth really got burned because I always ate food fast, didn't wait for it, and I was always fine. So the burritos, or you bring a pizza, which are questionable because you don't really microwave pizza, but kids did that.
Yeah.
I was of the age when hot Cheetos became a thing. So you have your burrito, you throw a couple hot Cheetos in your burrito, and now you live in life. Spicy hot Cheetos. That when those came out, that changed the lunch game.
Spicy burritos changed the lunch game.
Spicy hot Cheetos changed the
lunch game. Oh, spicy hot Cheetos. What about Takis? Yeah, I didn't have Takis because you were not going to get Takis.
No.
When did Takis come along?
Takis has probably been around, kind of like Topo Chico. It's been around for a long time. People just discovered them. A few years ago, really. It's really more Takis they're more Mexican. And then kids just started saying, hey, I want some of these Takis. And then you have Bimbo, you know,
is that legal to assimilate like that? Is that okay?
Sure.
I mean, to take the Mexican culture like that?
Oh, no.
Well, it all depends on who you are.
The Taki people are like, oh, by the way.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
Yes.
Gringos.
Is it legal for you to watch Sabado Gigante back in the day, or Flaco y
Gordo
y Flaco? Whenever you...
It wasn't.
Yes, it was. It was perfectly fine to watch that show.
It happened, but I don't. I'm not sure
because Gordo would be in all of a sudden. Like, why are these girls in a hot tub with him? What's this? What's happening here? Let me stop on this channel for a second.
I remember that.
That's where you got.
I know your girl.
Yeah,
you can't do that anymore. Do they still do that? I know that show. I think it's still on, even though Gordo might not be around so much.
I feel like it's different on Univision. I'm not sure if all of the same. I'm not sure that everything. I used to see little people. They would have them on the show. Like, they would bring on masked wrestlers who were little people, and they'd wrestle on this. It was kind of like watching John's Sports Night Live back in the day. But they would wrestle, like, and Gordo's yelling stuff in Spanish at him. And
El Gordo's still around.
Gordo's
still around?
Yeah.
What, that heart disease might have gone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see.
Not a small man.
Yeah, I'm not sure if bikini hot tubs are still a thing.
See, I just, this is.
That's the most Mexican TV I've ever seen, or Spanish TV. There's a little, it looks like a news desk. It's a little person and a hot woman.
Yes.
And what is that?
Clarissa Wow. And she's up in front of the desk.
What
dancing.
Is this? That's not a real thing.
It's on Gordo y Flaca. Flaca. In the Flaca. Yeah. And there's a guy dressed up as a woman dancing around.
You had
that
to know
is Gordo,
this is Gordo y Flaca.
Flaca.
You had to know no Spanish.
None.
You didn't have to know any Spanish to watch that show.
Zero. Yeah.
It was not a. It was a visual show.
That's all. That's all it was. You did not need any whatsoever. Yeah, it's a good show.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, I didn't know you could assume, but that's where you started your, and which is ridiculous.
Spicy
chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A,
that
which is
you
dumb
hate on because you're a
why would you waste your trip to
it's not a
Chick-fil-A
waste. It's a,
but
it's,
not get the regular chicken.
You know, you sound like a silly person. Yeah. The kid who brought those, like, it was a new thing for us, and a kid always would have the, back when 99 cents would get you a large bag, he would always bring them, and he was the most popular kid, because even if you had a burrito, you want a little crunch and spice. Mm-hmm. Hey, man, can I get a couple? He's like, why don't you guys bring your own? Because at some point, like,
that's what you would say.
Certainly, because stop stealing my spicy food. But yeah. He would give out a couple, and then he would always have this look on his face like, could you guys just buy your own, please? Leave me alone.
Please? Yeah. Tell your mom to buy it.
Yeah, but it changed the lunch game, I'm telling you. And ever since then, spicy is the way to go. And you know what proved it yesterday? Because it was blackout day yesterday.
Yeah.
I went to Turkey Leg Hut.
How crowded was it?
It wasn't that bad, actually.
It wasn't?
I got there like, we get out here like 11.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
It wasn't too bad. Went with their mango habanero.
What'd you get?
Mango habanero wings and some fries.
Ooh.
It's good stuff.
That's all you got? You didn't get a turkey leg?
Nah. Nah.
He's not a turkey leg.
No, he's not a turkey leg.
But it's different because they stuffed their turkey legs with, like, macaroni and stuff. I might do that next time. I just wanted to ease in.
You are to the experience. You are either a smoked turkey leg guy or you're not.
Apparently, that stuff falls off the bone. Apparently, they do it really, really well. I just didn't get it this time.
Yeah. By the way, some people don't like the falling off the bone. I do. But a lot of... I know I've talked to Kobos about this. Dude, Kobos' birria... Can I tell you this? Kobos, his birria... or birria, I think it's called birria. The birria quesadillas are unbelievable.
Well, he's just had a picture of them.
I drove all the way out there a couple weeks ago, 2-3 weeks ago maybe. And then I didn't know he's not open for lunch right now.
How long did it take?
He's not open for lunch.
Because you got lost. How long?
No, it wasn't bad. It was like a 28-minute drive, 30-minute drive.
What would you do without your phone map now?
I honestly don't know how I survived.
I don't know how any of us did.
I really don't. And then, God forbid, before MapQuest came out, I was listening to some old stuff that you and I did where I was talking about MapQuest. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like, what did I do before MapQuest? I know what I did. I got lost a lot.
You did that a lot.
Yeah, but I don't know how. I couldn't. Honestly, the maps have made us stupid, like cell phones have made us stupid, where we can't remember anyone's phone number.
That's why I don't respect any delivery drivers now. I used to deliver food. I used to deliver pizzas before all that stuff.
You did?
Yeah, and you had to just look at the map was above the phones. You had to look at it and see, okay, the house is there. You had to try to remember it from memory. I don't respect these new kids. It's easy.
I don't respect cab drivers in New York to me, cab drivers anywhere used to be the most incredible to me. It was like, how in the world do you know the city this well? They knew cross street, everything. Now, even cab drivers, I mean, Uber drivers, but even cab drivers now have their apps. And now some don't. You go to New York, it's still on. I mean, it's on a grid. You just tell them, they just go. A lot of New York cabbies don't use any kind of, you know,
they just know
Waze or whatever. They just know. But Uber drivers. Uber drivers don't.
No. As soon as you get in, it takes and just go, just start driving, and then put it in because they got to put it in, and it takes forever. Come on, just drive. Let's go.
I wish I had a turkey leg right now.
Yeah, that'd be.
They open at 11, Lance. Not like you have to stuff.
Well, it would be nice. It actually would be nice if they brought them here.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Well, why would they do that?
Because how many times have we said the turkey leg hut now?
Yeah, and it's easier for us.
Yeah, no. Yesterday, that's all talked about. I went home and ate lunch instead of spending money.
No, you either don't spend money. You either go to a black-owned business like I did, or you don't spend money.
But I didn't spend any money. I went home.
I got food from Roostar. Does that count? That's Vietnamese.
Are they black-owned?
They might be.
No, you just said no.
Do
you
know
Vietnamese food, but it might be black-owned Vietnamese food.
No, it's not black-owned Vietnamese food.
I don't know
that
for sure. I have not gone far enough up the ownership chart.
I knew you weren't an ally.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't love our
African-American community at all.
That's all.
But you know what you do love? The Skeeters.
I do love the Skeeters. This is really cool. So I am really, really legitimately excited about this. I wouldn't tell you any other way. I mean, it's this is really cool. So, you know, Major League Baseball let a lot of minor leaguers go, which was very unfortunate. But what is fortunate is that here in Sugar Land, and we've been telling you this for a long time, Constellation Energy Field is a beautiful ballpark. We've told you that forever. Well, now they have the Constellation Energy League, and it starts up this Friday, the 10th, and they are going to be stocked with single A and double A players. Major League Baseball released thousands of minor leaguers. Well, now, with the help of Roger Clemens, they formed a new league to give these young guys a chance to improve and chase their dream. Four teams made up of A and double A players. 21 players have already reached the big leagues, and 13 were first-round picks. So this is legitimate talent out there. Five former players in the top 100 of Baseball America. Clemens' team is called Team Texas. They're going to have guys from UT, A&M, Texas Tech. But Pete Incaviglia will be a manager, Greg Swindell, and then Dave Island, who was the pitching coach of the Rangers, or the Royals, rather, in 2015. He's going to be one of the coaches of the four teams. Enjoy minor league atmosphere in one of the nicest ballparks in the country, and they're going to do thorough cleanings after every single game, and they're only allowing 2,000 fans in every single night. So make sure and get your tickets. You are going to have plenty of space in an open-air stadium with great food and amenities. Tickets start at just $9. Go to SugarlandSkeeters.com for all your information and opportunity to get tickets or a suite. That's SugarlandSkeeters.com.
Going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, we literally, like, no one, like, there's no interaction anymore. People just are lazy.
On Twitter, maybe. But as far as calling in?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, nah, we're not doing that. We're not doing that anymore as a society.
We get people who respond, who listen to the podcast and go, what you guys did was funny and stuff, appreciate it. But as far as calling in to talk about stuff, I guess because there's not actually any sports to discuss. I mean, we need to talk about Deshaun and his contract again. I don't know. Do people care about that as far as calling in about
it? No, I guess not. And there's very little else to talk. There's no really very little else to talk about sports-wise. But if there's anything that you want to talk about, you're more than welcome. 713-780-3776. But you see on Twitter, the Brett Veach, you know Brett Veach.
Yeah.
That's your guy. If there was ever a player who is deserving of the biggest contract in U.S. sports history, it's Patrick Mahomes. In other words, can I translate that for everybody?
Go ahead.
We got over.
All right, but let me ask you this question realistically, because I had agents universally killing that deal yesterday, like calling me.
I said it's a bad deal.
They were killing the money up front. Now, realistically, and I pointed this out too, and they all admitted, okay, when it comes to the amount of money he will earn, he is not going to get cut for bad. The idea that he's going to get cut for bad play is preposterous. He's not getting cut for bad play. Like, yeah, but it's not guaranteed. Yes, it is. His money is guaranteed.
Yeah, there's no way. No, but what they'll do, though, is they'll rip it up and they'll do a new one.
Yeah, and yeah. Which is the same thing, which is not like, it's not the, his contract is certainly not the end of the world. They just said, the whole thing was Kirk Cousins got this much guaranteed, which was his entire contract. And I mean, it's a lower amount, but he got the whole thing guaranteed. That's really the key. It's not the number. It's the percentage that was guaranteed. And the amount guaranteed for Mahomes is like 14%. It's way, way, way lower. Kirk Cousins guaranteed money, 100. Pat Mahomes' reported deal, which clearly is not his real deal.
No.
But guaranteed money is 14%. And so the argument was he should have got 90 million plus guaranteed. 100 plus.
Well, that to me, and it's overplayed. Like you said,
he's going to earn it.
There is absolutely no chance that he doesn't get his money, that he's not getting paid by them. What he will really regret, though, is that, well, first of all, a 10-year deal. I immediately, when I saw it, it was $450 million. The first thing I saw was with some guys, and the first thing I said is by year 8, he's going to regret this deal. Because a bunch of people are passing him up. We'll pass him by, even at 45, 50, whatever that number is going to be. We have no idea where the league is in 8-10 years. He is not. He's going to regret it. But what I think is that it doesn't kick in until, and he's going to be out of this deal after 4 years. He just hasn't made enough money over the first, from now until 6 years from now. He won't have made enough money. So he's going to get, they'll get out of it 4 years into the deal, which is 6 years from now. And he's going to, he'll say, he's just barely above where Goff is. Well, he's just barely above where Wentz is.
You see,
and he should be way above those
guys.
You
say he's going to get out of it, but I don't. I mean, how's he just going to get out of it?
Well, they'll redo it.
Well,
because
the Chiefs are going to have to be willing to redo it.
Because
they don't
will.
Have to. Because by that time, he'll be making about 41.5. I mean, it still looks pretty good right now on
well, pick. Not after Deshaun's deal, it won't.
Well, we'll see. But, yeah, I mean.
Not after. I'm telling you, not yeah. after Deshaun's deal, it won't.
I mean, the Texans are
And
gonna...
Deshaun's only going to do three, probably, which is 5 years from now. And.
Let me tell you, he is going to get.
He's going to get
I'm going to predict this. Deshaun will get. Over, he might do a four-year deal that spikes in year four, which means he's got an out after 3 years. And he will get guaranteed, it'll be at least $90 million guaranteed. It'll be at least $30 million a year is guaranteed. $90 million, basically. Maybe the whole first, because if you look at it, Deshaun's number is likely to be around 39, and just that's $78 million guaranteed over the first 2 years. Now, it's also likely to be earned. I would say that's the one thing. We get so caught up in what the guaranteed number is of the contract. Look, quarterbacks are getting paid. That whole thing's going to be earned.
Right. The whole thing's going to be earned. But here's the deal. Over the first 4 years of it, it's going to average like 39. You watch, Deshaun's going to average about 42. Over the first 4 years,
42?
Yes.
No, I'm saying Deshaun will average about 39.
No. Well,
you think they'll go past Pat Mahomes?
Yes.
God, that's just terrible
yes.
for the Texans.
I know.
If you can't do any, if you can't take Pat Mahomes' contract and with 2 years remaining on Deshaun's contract, if you can't use your 2 years, the threat of a franchise tag, if you can't do any of this to get a contract in your I say your favor, just a fair market contract, then what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Then you are truly just awful at this. The number is set. This is what the number is. The number set. You go below that number. It's 38.5, 39 Mm-mm. million. That's what the number is. Mm-mm. Pat Mahomes helped set that number. If you can't work with that, if you can't understand that and figure that out, then you're really bad at this.
Yeah. No. Well, guess what? John is in the Heights. And he wants to talk about golf. Who doesn't? What's up, John?
Yeah. You talked about nobody calling, so I figured you'd love a golf call.
Yep.
So I watched the last round last night, the replay of the tournament this weekend that DeChambeau just murdered.
Uh-huh.
First of all, if that guy ever gets his short iron squared away, that he's going to be just a freaking cyborg. That guy's crazy. But the one thing I wanted to call about was Ricky Fowler. Have you seen his mustache lately?
It's terrible.
Oh, my God. It started out like a pedophile slash porn star, and now he's just like almost full-on Ned Flanders. He looks bizarre. He has that big old hat on, that Ned Flanders mustache, and did you see the size of the pad that he has in his back pocket? It's about the size of a manila folder.
I mean, right.
It is hilarious. This dude is just bizarre looking. Hey, he's just like creepy to me. Ricky Fowler is creepy, full on.
Rick, Ricky's not playing all that great either. By the way, that's the problem I have with Ricky. Ricky needs to win more.
Blame it on Allison Stokey.
Yeah. Ricky got married to Allison Stokey, and she's the pole vaulter.
Damn it, he did
right.
Yeah, she. What you thought you had a shot? She was the.
I just don't know. I just feel like it just makes me.
You want to spit in his mouth?
Well, I don't want him to marry her.
Okay, who was the appropriate person to marry Allison Stokey?
Somebody from a tech company.
Okay. What?
Yes, John. She was the girl from California, high school pole vaulter, who someone just randomly took a picture of her and she blew up. Now she models on Instagram and stuff. I think
she's an Instagram model. But once you get married, you can't be an Instagram model.
Yeah,
anymore.
I would think that no,
she's
Instagram.
Have you seen
how Ricky's playing?
Yep.
She needs
like she models she like to, sports stuff. Not
yeah,
like
she
not
needs
like she's
to have Ricky's some money get, coming in.
Ricky's still getting Puma money.
She's
okay?
not.
Ricky's fine.
She's not doing.
I ain't worried about Ricky's money. He's doing a Rocket Mortgage. He's doing.
Keep losing. We'll see how long that holds up.
No, don't worry. No, Ricky, we were talking about it the other day. He's the Anna Kournikova of golf. He doesn't have to win, and nobody cares. They're going to give him ads. Everybody's going to know Rick. Everybody's going to, you know, he's one of the most popular guys on the tour, and he doesn't win.
And she's not an Instagram model. She models like same athletic thing. Gear. She doesn't do thought stuff like where she's, hey, look at me in a thong, that type of stuff.
Oh, she doesn't?
No. She's like fitness type stuff.
Oh. Speaking of that, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to hear about Philadelphia.
Well, some people have a positive viewpoint.
Some people like Philadelphia. Others don't. Okay?
like receivers don't?
Yeah. Yeah. Some receivers just don't like
Philadelphia.
Is Philadelphia at all like Lance?
Why are guys talking so much on their Twitch feeds is what I want to know.
Well, someone asked him a question. He asked and answered, Lance.
That's all?
I guess so.
Your Honor?
I guess so.
Time for me to talk about HRP. HRP.net. Listen, these guys are awesome. You can call up here and ask Laura, okay, about them. She will tell you all about HRP because HRP is fantastic to work with. I know the guys over there. They've been doing this. They've been in business for over 20 years. They explained the whole thing to me. Actually went over to Prime Social. They were doing it for Prime Social, and they explained how it works versus the other companies. And one of the main things is that, well, you say, well, what's the cost of your payroll? Okay, here's the cost of your payroll. Well, okay, but now you also have to take our insurance. You have to take our benefits package. You have to take this. Whoa. I don't want all that stuff. Well, HRP is only in the payroll and HR business. They offer you other plans that you get to choose what your insurance plan is going to be, what your 401k is going to be, what all your benefits packages are going to be. You get to do that. You get to choose. So that's what HRP does. They do payroll and HR. And with all of this stuff going on, with all of your taxes now that have to be done, with all of the stuff that's going on with between the COBRA benefits and the unemployment claims and everything else, they're here for you every step of the way. So if you're looking for that payroll company that is going to help you through these tough times, HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
Loaded, ready to rule. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
/7:46, ESPN 97.5. Okay, so I would love to hear Holly chime in on this because I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure this is how everybody feels about Philadelphia.
And if not, they should.
They should. Here's Denzel Mims, the rookie wide receiver from the New York Jets.
I saw that interview. You didn't like Philly very much. It's okay, though.
I didn't like that dirty-ass, trash-ass city.
That's all he said. All he did was take he had one trip there, a pre-draft process before they shut it down. I guess he made a trip right before is what I read. That was Denzel Mims from Baylor. He was drafted by the Jets. I didn't like that dirty-ass, trash-ass city.
We're just going
to
use
Philadelphia's
him.
Philadelphia's always really pissed off, but Philadelphia's really pissed off at Denzel Mims.
This is from a guy that was in Waco for 3 years.
What are you trying to say about Waco?
I'm not saying nothing about Waco, but
giving you your shot.
I'm not taking.
What are you saying about Waco?
I said loves Waco.
I don't like that dirty ass, trash ass city.
Is that your view on Waco? We have to save it. We have to save this. We're never talking about any city.
I didn't like that dirty ass, trash ass city.
No matter what city you're talking about, that's what we're gonna play.
And those guys were from Philly, by the way.
So
we're laughing.
So Holly, what you think about your boy?
I don't like that dirty ass, trash ass city.
That's all I want to know. That's all. R.I.P. Mary Kay Letourneau. She died of cancer at the age of 58.
Yep. You remember what she was famous for? Infamous for?
I had no problem with her.
This is oh my.
Your Honor, we ask that we remove everyone from the court.
Why?
For what? We'd like to adjourn for the afternoon so we can We ask that the jury be removed.
Prepare our witness better.
I feel like I need to move on to something else. I don't want to put any more context on this one.
It's so bad because then you like, then you're, nah.
What?
Because it's even worse because then you're like, hey, John, what if it's like the other way? Oh, that's terrible.
That's terrible. But, I'm not having that.
Yeah.
Familiar
but,
with the age.
But with the guy and a, with the female teacher and a, or an older woman and a young man.
She wasn't an older woman, I guess.
Yes,
well,
she
I mean, she was relative to him.
Yeah, he
that's
was 13.
I mean.
Time. How old was
he? Was 13.
Yeah, how old was she at the time?
In her 20s.
Yeah.
They had a kid together.
Yeah, they actually
13. He was a 13-year-old. They had a kid together and ended up getting married.
Yeah, when he got older, they got married.
Yeah, they got married.
They had multiple
kids. She went to jail and afterwards she got out and they got married. So it was love. Okay? Oof. I'm fine with love.
And didn't she have a kid from her husband? That the guy she was with before? I think she had a kid from him and then once Mr. Falau was of age, then they started a real relationship.
Well, they got divorced too. I think they recently broke up. Yeah.
Okay.
She gave birth to two of his children,
including one when he was 13.
Okay. Yeah, before he was 15.
Oof.
Ooh.
8 months after return.
Yeah.
Shortly after spending 3 months in jail, the police caught Letourneau in a car with Falau. A judge revoked her plea agreement and reinstated the prison sentence for the maximum allowed by law of 7.5 years. 8 months after returning to prison, she gave birth to Falau's second child, another daughter. She was in prison from 1998 to 2004. Letourneau and Falau began a 14-year marriage in May 2005.
Yeah. See, it's a love story.
It's sometimes.
Oh, you guys are against love, I guess. Okay. Okay. And having children. I know Dell's against that.
Well, that's obvious. Is this one of those things where you say love conquers all?
Well, not really, because they did get divorced.
Well, it was his first marriage, so he had to get rid of her.
He had to get rid of her.
Yeah.
And especially when she's... How much older was she?
She was...
She had to be 10, 12 years older.
I don't know when they met. Well, I know he was 12. 12 or 13 when they met.
Yeah.
She was 34.
How would you like to have
34?
Yes.
She was 20-some years older?
Yes.
Tony Finau, you can...
His name's not Tony Finau.
Well, it's something like that.
It's not Tony Finau.
Can't you say this story for 10 o'clock?
Why?
Here. Are these the quesadillas?
John's showing me Cobos Q's quesadillas.
Why doesn't he bring those?
Those are corn that he gets. He's got a special kind of cheese that he uses for it. I'm telling you, he's got a sauce. The Brie is like a sauce, right? It's kind of that it cooks in and stews in. It's fantastic. It's fantastic. He wants to bring some up.
Well,
I told him not
does
to.
He
I'll
need
come
permission?
Out there and don't give John any, is what I said. We're going to do it at a time when it's right, where people can come here
every
and
time
order
right.
from him. Like, he'll bring his tray. Because we have lots of room in the parking lot now.
Yeah.
The building is uninhabited. Although, it didn't stop somebody from parking literally right next to me where I couldn't even get in the door of my car yesterday.
I love that.
I'm like, what the? Who did this?
At 7 o'clock at night?
No, this was at 3 in the afternoon.
Oh, so when you didn't have your wallet?
3 in the afternoon,
either?
There's 100 million parking spots, and some dude got so close. I don't know, dude, woman, I don't know. Somebody got so close, I couldn't even remotely even get near my driver's side door. And I was going to write a note, and I'm like, I'm not going to be the note writer. I'm going to go upstairs.
Well, how do you know that the parking lot wasn't full when he parked next to you?
Yeah, you don't know that.
Because I'm here every single day.
Well, it could have been an influx of cars. You don't know that.
Yeah, I know that. Would it be an insult to offer Deshaun Watson 3 years, $105 million fully guaranteed? No, I mean, would it be an insult? No, it's not an insult at all, I don't think, but it is $35 million a year. Even if it's fully guaranteed, he's probably going to earn all.
He's going to get more now.
That's my whole point, is you're going to earn all of a 3-year deal. So even if you're saying it's fully guaranteed, like, you could, but they're still going to say, no, let's do 3 years, $120 million guaranteed. And what it's going to do is, NFL teams around the league are going to be so pissed off that the Texans reset a market again of guaranteed money. I mean, literally, people are watching right now in terror. cap guys, GMs are horrified about what the Texans could do, because instead of taking Pat Mahomes' deal and working off of that, they're going to work off of their Laremy Tunsil deal probably. And
if I'm Deshaun, I just tell him, give me 326. Right.
$42 million?
$42 million.
You're gonna go, yeah, well, yeah, if you're Deshaun.
But and then you know what? And I ain't getting off it.
And the Texans would say, Whoa, you're 10% better than Pat Mahomes.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
And they'll say, no, we know for a fact you're not.
They gave 22% more to Tunsil.
They'll say, we just saw a playoff game. And then all Deshaun's got to do is say, you know what? I'm not answering your calls anymore.
So?
Boom.
We'll give you whatever you want. We're going to slide this piece of paper across
the table. Well, here's
the
deal, though.
You write down how much you want on it.
No, you're better off just franchising them then. You just franchise. You just franchise them again. It'll be 30 million. 31, 30. You actually will save money franchising them, even though you're going to piss them off. You're going to piss them off mightily.
You're going to have to franchise
them. You're going to have to.
Well, at some point, you may have to trade them. If it gets that, if Deshaun doesn't want to be here,
okay. So then the question is,
you can't not so then get the question value is, back for Deshaun.
So
Watson.
Then the question is, who does Kel pick, Bill or Deshaun?
I think that's an interesting battle if it comes to that. If Deshaun's ever ticked off at Bill O'Brien, there will be heat to get rid of. Like, all of the fan base will turn on Bill O'Brien, not Deshaun.
No.
They'll turn on Bill O'Brien. A lot have already anyway. But, that'd be interesting then. But if Deshaun doesn't want to stay, there is no other way but to trade him. You cannot let him walk and get a third-round pick. You can't. Quarterbacks have – Deshaun has two first-round pick value.
Walk and get a – Stop.
Okay. I'll act like the Texans that's not a potential possibility for them. Like, you can't – well, here's what happens. If Deshaun plays under – if he signs a franchise tag, then you're on the hook to paying that.
Twice.
I mean, if you do it twice, yeah, you can get the most out of Deshaun. But, like, if Deshaun doesn't want to be here, you really need to keep him as long as possible with franchise tags and then deal him and get first-round picks back. All these first-round picks you're giving away if he doesn't want to be
well,
here.
Well, you know, when you're at the end of a contract, though, Lance, you can't get – you lose your trade value.
Yeah, because quarterbacks never – you never get value for young quarterbacks.
No.
I mean, Deshaun would still be in his 20s. Deshaun would have minimum two first-round picks.
Right. And we're assuming health, too, though.
Yeah. And that's the risk you take. But no, I don't think that's insulting to offer the 105 fully guaranteed. That sounds like a ton. That is a ton of fully guaranteed money. But if you wanted to give them fully guaranteed, $35 million fully guaranteed for 4 years, maybe they would be willing to listen. But it's still below the number. Like, it's still below Russell Wilson's number of 38. So I don't see that happening. And by the way, if you want to text us, I'm on the text line now, 713-780-3776. Mahomes might want to be the next Brady by taking less to win a championship. There is that possibility. That hasn't been said. That's not out there publicly that I've seen. So if that was the case, I haven't seen it out there. And I don't think Lee Steinberg would want it out there, because he did everything he could to make sure he pushed the number past $500 million, so it could look like a $500 million contract, when the reality is it was a fairly standard contract except for the length of the deal. It had a lot of fluff built into it. But it is possible that he took a deal that was it still makes him the highest paid quarterback, but it also maybe creates a little bit of room for Chris Jones. I don't know how they're going to do – Chris Jones is so important, but so is Tyreek, so is Travis Kelce, mm-hmm. and so is Mahomes. They've got four guys that they really can't be without. And, by the way, they got Mitchell Schwartz, who's a really good tackle. Their whole roster's not exactly loaded, but when their good players, their core players, are what we call blue players,
mm-hmm.
or gold players, or whatever your top is. They are elite core players. I don't know how they're going to hang on to all those guys.
Yeah, they might not be able to. 758 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. There was a family out in Katy, and they had to move closer to their mom. And instead, and what they did was they had to do it in a hurry because Becky's mom was they had to get to her. Anyway, so what they did was they called the Lance Loken Group, and in just 2 days they got two offers and sold for $7,000 over the asking price. This is what Lance Loken does every day. The Loken Group at Keller Williams Platinum can give you, okay, an immediate cash offer without the large hidden fees. You skip the prepping, the showings, open houses, basically go straight to sold. Or if they put it on the market, it's going to sell quicker because it just does. Okay? It just does every single time. The only agent in Houston that you need is the Lance Loken Group. The average days on the market, 49 for the average agent. Lance and the Loken Group are not your average agents. It's just 32 days. You've got to get rid of that house. You want to get rid of it in a hurry, and you want to get top dollar. You've got everything right here. Immediate cash offer line, success story. It's unbelievable how good these guys are. They do $530 million in volume and over 2,100 homes. This is what they do every single day. So you got to sell your home, you call the Loken Group. 281-861-4624. 281-861-4624. Or go to thelokengroup.com. That's the Loken Group, L-O-K-E-N, group.com.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.